This is Jill Lutz with your Friday afternoon KWBG local sportscast, brought to you by Pritchard Brothers Plumbing and Heating. The Boone Girls track team will have its 4x100-meter relay run tomorrow morning at 9:40 a.m. at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Carly Bush ran the 100-meter dash this morning and placed 15th in the preliminaries with a time of 12.45 seconds. The team will run Tuesday at Adel DeSoto Minburn, and the Toreadors will host the Don Howard Invitational Thursday. At the Ram Relays in Jefferson Tuesday, Bush won the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. The 4x100-meter relay of Hallie Bailey, Avery Howie, Taylor Erringdale, and Carly Bush also placed first. The Boone Boys track team will run at Urbandale for the Des Moines Christian Invite Monday, will host the Don Howard Invitational Thursday, and will travel to Eldora for the South Hardin Meet Friday. The Toreadors finished second as a team at the Ram Relays in Jefferson Monday. Lucas Boucher won the 100-meter dash, Dorian Myers won the 1,600-meter run, and June Bobgardner was champion in the shot put. The Ogden girls track team will have its 4x100-meter relay run tomorrow morning at 9:40 a.m. at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Tatum Gradham competed in the long jump Thursday at the Drake Relays. She finished ninth with her jump of 17 feet, 3.75 inches. The Bulldogs are also currently competing at a meet at Winterset tonight. The Ogden girls track team is scheduled to run Monday at Gilbert at the Don Howard Invitational Thursday in Boone. The Bulldogs won eight events and won the Southeast Valley Meet Tuesday at Gowrie. Samantha Lass won the high jump, the 400-meter dash, and the 400-meter hurdles. Tatum Graydon won the long jump and the 100-meter hurdles. The sprint medley relay of Aubrey Leonard, Payson Graydon, Sophie Sligman, and Sydney King placed first. The shuttle hurdle relay of Leonard, Payson Graydon, King, and Hazel Fredrickson won and ended first. And the distance medley relay of Sarah Sligman, Payson Graydon, Sydney Crane, and Dakota Jones were also champions. The Ogden boys track team is also currently competing at a meet at Winterset tonight. The Bulldogs are scheduled to run Monday at Gilbert and at the Don Howard Invitational Thursday in Boone. The Ogden boys track team finished second at the Southeast Valley meet Tuesday. Jude Benbow won the 1,600-meter run, and the sprint medley relay of Jude Kilth, Vanden Rosa, Braden Miller, and Brady Van Sickle also placed first. Additionally, the distance medley relay of Kilth, Tyler Lass, Miles Tremblay, and Thomas Bergstrom were champions. The Madrid boys track team will have its 4x100-meter relay run tomorrow morning at 10:12 a.m. at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Then the boys host the Ron Hamill Coed Relays Tuesday and travel to Van Meter Thursday. The Tigers won three relays at a meet they hosted Tuesday. The shuttle hurdle relay of Kennett Grimm, Easton Halverson, Brody Buck, and Will Atkinson won. The 4x200-meter relay of Buck, Jacob Farrell, Maxwell Mormon, and Loken Velke finished first. And the sprint medley relay of Mormon, Farrell, Jake Sawyer, and Tyler Sonnenfeld also were champions. The Madrid girls track team had two individuals compete this week at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Lauren Dvorak placed 12th in the discus with her throw of 22 feet, 4 inches on Thursday. This morning, Paige Richards finished 9th in the prelims of the 100-meter dash with her time of 12.34 seconds. The girls will host the Ron Hamill Coed Relays Tuesday. The Madrid girls track team ran at Bondurant for our Monday. Caitlin Brandhorst placed 2nd in the 1,500-meter run, and Hannah Brandhorst finished 3rd in the 800-meter run. Dvorak was 2nd in the shot put, and she also was 3rd in the discus. The Boone soccer team kicked off against Bondurant Farrar at 5:30 tonight at Geppinger Field. The team will also travel to Carroll Tuesday. The Toreadors tied Perry 1-1 at Geppinger Field Friday, with Emma Thomas scoring the goal. The Boone boys soccer team will play at Bondurant Farrar tonight and will travel to Carroll Tuesday and Creston Thursday. The Class 1A No. 5 Boone boys tennis team will host Fort Dodge and Nevada at McCose Park Monday, travel to Ballard Tuesday, and host North Polk Thursday. The Toreadors top Newton 8-3 on the road Tuesday. The Toreadors were up 4-2 after singles. No. 2 Devin Silbaugh, No. 4 Wes Van Pelt, and No. 6 Calvin Jordan won in straight sets, while No. 3 Tyler Lindahl won in third set tiebreaker. Boone took four doubles matches. No. 3 Van Pelt and Jordan, No. 4 Patrick Hauser and Kyan Lehman, and No. 5 Brandon Holm and Strummer Grout won in straight sets, as number two Braxton Sproul and Owen Schneider won their doubles match in third set tiebreaker. The Torridors improved their record to 5-0. The Boone girls tennis team will travel to Fort Dodge Monday and will host South Tama for senior night Friday. The Torridors improved their overall record to 8-2 with a victory at Webster City 8-1 Monday. Number two Libby Schneider, number five Allie Thompson, and number six Claire Hardinger all won in straight sets, while number one Kaylee Cool and number three Shannon Jenkins won in third set tiebreaker. In doubles, number one Cool and Schneider and number three Juliana Lutz and Olivia Conlon won in straight sets, while number two Jenkins and Hardinger won their doubles match in third set tiebreaker. The Boone boys golf team will travel to Prairie City Monroe invite Monday, will host Carlisle Tuesday, and will also host Winterset and Adel DeSoto Minburn Thursday. The Torridors finished second at a home meet Tuesday. Max Rolfs was medalist and shot a 36 to lead the Torridors. Calvin Overton shot a 39 and Jackson Myover shot a 41. Boone also finished fifth at an 18-hole tournament Monday at West Marshall. Myover was low scorer, shooting a 79, and Edward Heller shot an 84. The Ogden girls golf team will host Roland Story Monday, travel to Panorama Tuesday, and head to Woodward Thursday, while the boys host Roland Story Monday, travel to Panorama Tuesday, and head to Southeast Valley Thursday. In addition, the Madrid girls golf team will head to Woodward Thursday. The Chicago Cubs are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies at Wrigley this weekend. The Cubs swept the Dodgers in a two-game home set earlier this week, and the Cubs are in first place in the NL Central. Saturday's game will be broadcast on KWBG AM 1590 FM 101.5, with pregame at 2:30 and first pitch at 3:05 p.m. Sunday's game will be broadcast on KWBG AM 1590 FM 101.5, with pregame at 5:35 and first pitch at 6:10 p.m. This has been your Friday afternoon KWBG local sportscast, brought to you by Pritchard Brothers Plumbing and Heating. Jill Lutz reporting.